This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Lovely is the Lee by Robert Givings.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. I wasn't 10 minutes inside the door of the Royal Hotel at Galway before I was accosted on the stairs by a complete stranger, a young man of about 30 years of age. "Come down till I treat you," he said. As I turned to go with him, he added, "My name's Jimmy Dillon. What's yours?" I told him. "I'll call you Bob," he said. We went down the stairs and into the bar. There were only two men there. One was small and wizened. He was wearing corduroy breeches and leggings, and was sitting before the fire reading a newspaper. He took little notice of our entry. The other was heavily built and florid. He wore a mustard-coloured tweed suit and overlapped a high stool beside the marble counter. His elbows rested on the counter, and his chin was sunk in his fists. His lower lip was thrust far forward. He seemed to be weighed down with some great mental problem. "You're someone," he said, with emphasis, pointing his finger at me as Jimmy and I came in. "I seen you before. I seen you at the station. You didn't see me. Your back was facing me." "That's a man," I said to Paddy Lydon. "That's a man," I said. "My name's Laffin. Tim Laffin." He swung round on his stool. The sunburned dome of his bald head seemed to rise higher and higher above his ears. "Now," he said with great solemnity.